You really don't want to move right now? I made sure that the chasm drive would keep you strapped down for the moment. Funny story. I might have done something earlier that would make it a lot easier for me to abduct you. Well, I don't like that word. Abduction makes it sound scary, like what I did was evil. But it isn't, I swear. I'm not here to, like, hurt you or anything. I could never hurt the human I fell in love with. See, I was sent here to observe from afar. My job was to determine if humans were advanced enough socially and intellectually to handle actually meeting and speaking with an alien race. We've had contact with previous species that when we reached out to them, it sorta ended up destroying their society. Something about extraterrestrial life and the universe being bigger than they thought. But really, that is just small-minded thinking. At least, that's what I told myself as I watched your planet. But then I watched. I observed. Your planet is in total disarray. No offense. There's war, a pandemic, economics are in the trash. It's just, it's all so pointless. If you can't get along with your own species, how are you going to get along with intelligent life from another planet? And then I saw you. You are nothing like the other humans, at least, not to me. I watch you go about your life, and I know my mission was about the planet as a whole, but you became my whole world. I can't put a tentacle on it, but there was something about you that I was just drawn to, attracted to. I've been to lots of planets, seen thousands of different life forms. I've seen everyone on Earth that is considered physically beautiful, and none of them, and I mean none of them, hold a candle to how amazing, how attractive, how perfect you are in my eyes. And the more I watched you, the more I fell in love. Then I got the message on my positronic recorder that I was supposed to return home to Dentai with my final evaluation. Should we make contact with this planet or leave it alone for 10 solar cycles? I started to make my way back home. And there was this ache in my chest. I wouldn't see you again for 10 solar cycles. You would have changed so much. I wouldn't get to see your smile or hear your laugh. I wouldn't get to watch you up at 1 AM watching dumb videos. I would never get the chance to meet you. I couldn't let that happen. I truthfully couldn't. I could not leave this planet without you knowing of my existence. I had to meet you. But I also had to get back home. So, impulsively, I turned my ship around and came back to Earth to meet you. Though, the problem with impulses is that they are rarely thought through. You might not remember this bit, but when I first showed up to introduce myself, you screamed and reached for your phone. Makes sense. But I sort of panicked as well, and I released a pheromone. The pheromone kinda knocked you out. In a panic, I picked you up and took you back to my ship to make sure you recovered okay. So, you can see, this really isn't an abduction, more just a silly misunderstanding, right? Before you say anything, I know this isn't the most ideal situation. If it were up to me, I wouldn't be doing this either. We would have met like human couples do, and we would have gone on dates and stuff. I saw so many TV shows and movies about that kind of thing. But because I'm such an idiot, and I didn't think that of course a human would be shocked by an alien breaking into their home and confessing their love to them, now we're here. But, hey, it'll be a funny story to tell our kids, though. I accidentally abducted you and freaked you out, but now we are happily together and love each other very much. You... Well, now that I think about it, you probably don't think you love me right now, because this is your first time actually meeting me. But don't you feel the connection? There is something between us, and it's not just in my head. I know for a fact it isn't. Please stop trying to get out of those. You're not getting out of your restraints. I would let you out, but humans don't even travel in cars on their own planet without any sort of belts. This is to make you feel more at home, so that you feel safer. Your fragile human body has never traveled through space. You haven't even gone as fast as we're traveling right now. I don't know how it would react, and I refuse to take a chance. Not when I just got you. I finally have you. All to myself. No distractions, and you actually know me. We have all the time in the world, and by that I mean how long it takes us to get from Earth to Dentai, to get to know each other. I wonder if what I've learned about you from observing you far away is correct, or if things are different. Humans have a bunch of silly gadgets and rituals that I don't really understand. It's so exciting to learn about different cultures. Oh, I just realized. On my planet, you might feel a little bit left out. You'll be one of the few species there without tentacles. But we can cross that bridge when we get to it. And I find your lack of tentacles endearing. With all this blabbering, I realized I never told you my name. You're going to be spending the rest of your life with me, and you don't even know what to call me. Feel free to call me Istius. What do you go by? What a lovely name. I love how it sounds. When I saw it written down on Earth, I couldn't really understand your writing system, so I just taken to calling you Vorta. There's no direct translation to your Earth language, but it most closely means beloved. Because that's what you are to me. My Vorta. My beloved. My world. My everything. And even if you don't feel it now, you will. Eventually. Soon, that heart of yours is going to be filled with love for me and only me. The life you are going to have on Dentai is going to be so much better than on Earth. Trust me. Our planet isn't a complete mess like yours. Sorry. I don't mean to be rude or anything. It's just, as an outside observer, I don't know if global warming or war is going to tear your planet apart first. If anything, I'm rescuing you from that fate. I mean, we still have a little while to go, and I think I've held off long enough. All I've wanted to do since first catching a glimpse of you is see how you feel. I've never felt a life form like you. On Earth, there's only one or two creatures without tentacles, but where I'm from, it's the opposite. Your hands. Wow. It's so different. I love it. I think this... Yeah, this is definitely my new favorite feeling. It's so interesting. Does the rest of your body feel like this? Does it get softer or harder in certain areas? Do you have different textures? I want to know everything there is about the human body. What happens when you're happy, sad, aroused, angry, nervous, all of the emotions. Humans are so much more complicated than I originally thought. And the fact, it's so beautiful, but the fact that you wear your emotions so boldly Even when you try to hide them, it's beautiful. You truthfully are such a fascinating thing. I'm so, so happy I saw you from the sky and fell in love. There is so much we're going to learn together, do together. And we are going to have so much fun doing it together. I just know it. What was that noise you just made? Are you not looking forward to our life together on Dentai? Don't be sad. I promise you, Vorta, you're going to love it. Don't mourn for the life you're leaving behind. Be excited and grateful for the new beginning you're getting with me. Someone who loves you very much and is never going to let you go. Keep you wrapped up in my tentacles, making sure you're the happiest little human on Dentai. No. In all of the solar system. You're going to love it, I swear. Soon, Earth will just be a distant memory. Something hazy. Another life where you weren't happy. You weren't yourself. You weren't loved. Aren't you happy that I love you so much that I decided to rescue you? If I didn't rescue you, then you would have gone a different route. Fallen in love with a human. You might not have even met me. No. No, this is for the best. You'll see. You'll understand. I'll make you understand. We are meant to be. And I am going to do that by making you feel so good. Just let my tentacles work their magic. Let them slither around your restrained body and release an aphrodisiac. I'm still learning how much I need to use on the human body, but I think you can give me a little bit of wiggle room on this. It's seeping into your bloodstream through your pores. You'll be in a pleasant haze, and then I'll be able to show you what life is going to be like with me. Once you fall in love with me, I won't have to keep you in this state, but for right now, this is for the best. You'll see. I just love you so much, and it hurts me to see you when you're not with me. But now nothing is going to hurt, because I have you with me, and we're going back to Dentai. Our home. You are going to have the best life you could ever ask for, with me as your partner. Now, I'm going to go just a bit lower and show you how my tentacles feel elsewhere. And it is going to blow your small mind what they can do.